is CBS 2 News.
Hello, I'm Dave Savini with your CBS 2 News Brief. A man now faces charges in a brutal attack in the far northwest suburbs. That's him surrounded by officers outside a home in Woodstock. Angel Ronaldo Cardoza is charged with two counts of attempted murder. On Tuesday, police say he attacked two women on the Ridgefield Trace bike path in Crystal Lake. Witnesses say the man jumped out and swung a hammer, hitting the victims. Both are expected to make a full recovery. Four men are now in custody in a shooting on 8094 near Gary. It happened late last night near the Burr Street exit. Police say a dark-colored car pulled alongside this Kia and peppered it with bullets. Two people inside were wounded, including a 23-year-old man and an 11-year-old child. Both are expected to be okay. Two other cars were also hit by stray bullets. Some people are trying to get a real ID, say the Secretary of State's office is too busy to handle applications. The Secretary of State's office says the new IDs take longer to process and the office has limited resources. They are looking to add staff and extend hours before the 2020 deadline. Now let's turn to meteorologist Ed Curran with a look at the weather.
And boy, do we get a lot of rain through our south suburban areas. The darkest areas here are the places that got the most amount of rain. So you can see it's set up really in the south suburban areas. And that's where we're concerned about rain falling as we go through the early morning hours of Sunday. And that's why we have a flash flood watch that's in place for all these areas here as more rain is going to fall. And we could get quite a bit of rain as we go into the early morning hours of Sunday. It should start to lessen its coverage as we go into Sunday afternoon. Here's how futurecast looks as we go through the day on Sunday. Rain enters the picture before dawn and is with us in the morning hours. Less of a problem in the afternoon, but still not totally out of the picture. The Bears game is at 3 o'clock. Hopefully we'll have better conditions by then, but a shower still is possible, though not quite as likely. And then we're on our way to a nice day as we go into Monday. So 61 degrees there in the overnight with showers and storms likely, and then showers through midday on Sunday. And after 72 degrees on Sunday, Monday's high is an amazing 85 degrees. That'd be about 16 degrees above the norm with bright sunshine in Chicago. Dave?
All right, Ed, thank you. For the latest headlines day or night, head to CBSChicago.com. I'm Dave Savini. Have a great day.